Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 31st, 1977, in Bhubaneswar, India.
I stayed in Radhakund Vrindavan, you see, many devotees, they offer counting, flags, so many times. So you have to take some labor, it is not so easy thing that you realize God, and so easy thing. This valuable time of human life should be utilized only for cultivating the Lord. That is purpose. No other business. Sarvadharman Purita, that is Sarvadharman. But if you cannot do that for life, makes minimum. So many times I can chant, so many times I can offer and make some development. Then gradually it will be done. Tapasya begins with brahmacharya. There is no tapasya, there is no brahmacharya, there is no dhirabhrata, there is no understanding, and there begins guru. Europeans, Americans, their life beginning was meeting. And then everything. This is tapasya. And we said, eat everything, do everything. Jatamattvatapa. Whatever life I do, I stay, give it. So well spent if you do not execute tapasya. Well spent. Vishwas sudhira nishcha. That is vishwas. The same thing. This is vishwas. Krishna said, this, I shall, this is vishwas. If you do not do anything, what Krishna says, where is Vishwas? There's no Vishwas. Krishna says, Sarvam Kirtan Sangma. Anyone who is chanting, me, Hare Krishna. But Krishna says, I must do. That is Vishwas. If you do not do that, where is Vishwas? What do you mean by Vishwas? Vishwas means sudhira nishtha. Yes, Krishna has said, I shall do it. That is Vishwas. If you have no faith in the words of Krishna, where is Vishwas? What do you mean by Vishwas?
Bhagavan
is your servant. Whatever he likes, you can do and he serves you. You will not serve him. He will serve you. Is that Vishwas? Whatever nonsense I do, Krishna will support. Is it Vishwas? Be such means or Krishna says, I shall do. That is it. That has been impressed as the modern name. That whatever I do, Krishna will accept. Is it not? You mean Krishna means this? That whatever nonsense you do, Krishna will accept. You mean Krishna means this? Then what is Krishna's explanation? Whatever Krishna says, I will do. That is Krishna. Or whatever nonsense I do, Krishna will favor. Which one is that?
One pervading Supreme Soul.
What is that pervading? What do you mean by that? Plain explain. What do you mean by this? Explain.
Faith in God.
It is not then hear what God says.
Yes.
That is I am speaking. What Krishna says, you do it. That is Vishwas. If you do otherwise, that is Vishwas. Vishwas means, I say, Mr. Satan said, do this. If you have faith in me, you will do this. That is Vishwas. And if you do otherwise, that is Vishwas. You have no faith in this. People have degraded so much that they think this is Vishwas. Anything I accept as God is God. If you take this, Krishna is the beginning of everything. It's immortal. By understanding this, if anyone engages himself in Krishna bhakti, bhajantama, that is bhakti, buddha, bhava samadhi, he is. Has come immediately to the bhava state. And he is Buddha, he is actually. He has actually understood. But that is Vishwas. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is saying, Vishwas. Shraddha sarde Vishwas, Sudhira Nishwas. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. This is Vishwas. Krishna says, sarva karma krita mametam saranam. I am thinking about so many other things. Simply, why should I say? There is not Vishwas. Vishwas means Krishna says, sarva karma krita mametam saranam. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. That is Vishwas. Sudhira nischa. Saddha sabde Vishwas sudhira nischa. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. That is Vishwas. That Vishwas one. Not that I am manufacturing something. It is useless. Moghasa, mogha karmana, mogha dhyana, vichera. Hey, public. But Krishna said, if you believe, I believe. And then it is Vishwas. Deva Pratham executes determination. Then you get the result. some Mahatma is Sudurlava. That Mahatma is very rare. Nowadays, Mahatma means one who does not know anything about Krishna. It's all nonsense, this one. Because we stand somebody, Mahatma, that one. Find out this one, Mahatma, so Mahatma, waiting for the Krishna.
Mahatmanastu mam pāta daivim prakati māśrita jānti ananya manaso yātva bhūrati mam yayam. O son of Pitta, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Yes. In this verse, a description of Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is that at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification.
One Mahamaya was a Prabhupada. Mahamaya.
One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called daivim prakritam, divine nature. So, when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of a great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or a great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees.